two parts to that question. The first part is the actual cost that you'd be putting on to families. Like, 1 in 4 seems extremely high. I mean, you're talking for a run-of-the-mill laptop, 500-600 euro. If you have a couple of kids in a school, then that obviously doubles or trebles, as the case may be. So, I mean, what happens to the computer then if something, if it gets damaged or whatnot? I would feel it's way too high of a cost to be putting on to families, especially at this time of year when going back to school and all the other costs are involved, uniforms and books and travel and bus and whatnot. So I really have to question the the fairness of putting that kind of a charge onto parents. The second thing then would be the actual, I suppose, the role of IT in education. I mean, it can be an effective tool if used sparingly and in the right subjects and with the right context. But I mean, I'd have quite a concern as a teacher myself, I mean, of the over-reliance on using ICT in the classroom. I mean, it'll give you a nice finished project, project or whatever you're doing. But with the rise of AI and all the rest that goes with that, like, are we actually, inhibiting our students? I mean, using AI and all of this, it actually removes the ability to critical think, to analyze data, to formulate, to make mistakes, which is a really important part of education. So, you know, while that is a good tool, IT in its own, or ICT in its own way, use sparingly is the important thing here. And also, putting the cost onto parents, I definitely have to question that.
Is it something, as a teacher yourself, up until fairly recently, have you heard much about this? Are there many schools putting these demands on families?
Well, look, I mean, it's not something I've heard a whole pile about in my own experience as a teacher. I mean, I worked in an ETB system where the schools would provide laptops to be kind of, maybe 6 or 8 trolleys with 30 laptops in each trolley, and then they'd be shared around, and there'd be a booking system where the teachers could book their trolley system and, get it for that particular class and whatnot. So I have an experience, but as you said, 1 in 4 seems extremely high. And I have huge concerns here for, keeping up with the Joneses. Like, I mean, some families may, obviously it's a huge cost, but they may be able to incur that cost, but there'd be certain families that would not. And already a lot of people are at breaking point with regards to, or getting towards that, with regards to the cost of living. I mean, it's a huge expense to be putting onto families. So I really have strong reservations about putting that onto families this time of year, or any time really.